welcome to the Dorming Park Podcast Show.
Over the last several years, we have featured exciting guests and have trained several new podcast hosts and production technicians who have recorded, edited, and produced the show.
This show is a great way to get to know the Dorming Park family a bit better and help build a community.
We are your hosts, Anna
and Harmon.
On today's episode, we have one of our grade 3, 4, and 4 teachers, Miss Fraser, back on our show to chat about her crochet club and all things art and photography.
And now our conversation with Miss Fraser. Ha, hello, Miss Fraser. Welcome back to the show. And welcome to your class who are live in the studio here. Would you like to take a moment to introduce yourself?
Hi, thank you, Harmon. Thanks for having us here. Hi, my name is Miss Fraser, and I teach grade 3-4 at Dormick Park, and my class is Division 4, and we're excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
You have come full circle since your last podcast here. Would you mind telling our listeners how you started your teaching career at Dormick, moved to a couple of schools, and then back at Dormick again?
Yes, I have had quite the journey here at Dormick Park. I started here in my practicum, which was in 2020, I believe. And it's been a while. I started my practicum, worked through there, and then I became a teacher and I started doing learning commons. And I got to come back to this school and cover Miss Manchanda when she was having her baby. And I got to teach learning commons here for a couple days a week. And I also taught it at two other schools as well. And I did that for about a year and a half, almost 2 years. And then I got a job here at Dormick Park teaching grade 3 and 4. And I started that last year and I got to continue it for this year as well. So it's been really great. I've loved being at Dormick Park and I don't want to leave.
You started a crochet club at the school and it's been widely popular. So much so you had to split up the grade groupings in order to accommodate. Tell us about this program. How's it been going?
Yes. So I did not anticipate that so many people would be interested in Crochet Club. I was thinking, well, I want to open it up to the grade threes, the grade fours, and the grade fives, because I teach grade 3 and 4. And so I thought it'd be fair if I could open it up to the grade threes, because I know there's not always a lot of clubs for our grade threes at Dormick Park. But this year, there's been more and more, which is really nice. So when I sent out the permission forms, I received 56 permission forms back. And I can't take that many students in my club. So I had to break it up. And the first session, we did the grade threes. And it went really well. We did it for 5 weeks in a row. So we did it on Fridays. We do it from 2:30 to 4 o'clock in the Learning Commons room. And first session was a little bit of a challenge. Crocheting takes a lot of patience and a lot of time, and you really have to kind of slow down when you're crocheting. Some of us try to rush through and we want to get it right away, but that doesn't always happen. So we've got to try to be easy on ourselves and take the time when we're feeling a little frustrated. We just put our work down, take a few deep breaths, and then we can get back into crocheting usually. But it does take a lot of time and patience. I was so proud of my grade threes that joined, because by the end of our sessions, they were doing so well. We were coming up and making little squares to hopefully make a big community blanket for our school. And right now the grade fours are continuing that up until the beginning of May. And then my grade fives will start after that, which will be exciting. But it's been a really fun program and I love where it's going, and I can't wait to continue it next year as well. So something to look forward to next year when you're in grade 3, 4, and 5.
Do you still teach it in your classroom?
I haven't been teaching it to the kids in my classroom. I've just been doing it at the club. But I'll still kind of hold a lunchtime session for whoever's in Crochet Club on Thursdays or Fridays, usually at lunch. But I haven't been teaching it to my classroom. No, not this year. But I did last year. And you got to do that, didn't you, Harmon?
Yeah.
You got quite good at it. Are you going to be a part of the grade 5 one?
Yep.
Yay. Can't wait.
Where did you learn to crochet? Do you have any tips?
Oh, yes. So I started crocheting about 2 or 3 years ago, and I just started learning from YouTube. I started watching YouTube videos on how to begin. And again, it was a very difficult process at the start, but I would just keep pausing the video or I would slow down the video to kind of get the technique. Now crocheting, you have to use only one needle, and you use a needle with a hook. Some people get it a little bit confused with knitting, and there's actually a big difference. Knitting, you use two needles, and crochet, you're only working with one, and you're using your hand a little bit. They both can create the same thing, but you're just using different tools for it. With the needles, I find with knitting, I always lose my stitches. And I find with crocheting, it's a lot easier to keep your stitches intact and kind of watch how your item is getting created. Knitting, I found it a little bit difficult because you're always working with two needles. I like the simple version of just using one needle and using my hand.
You have other art talents you enjoy, one being photography. Tell us about that.
Yes. So I was really lucky when I was growing up. When I was in grade 5, there was a club at my school called Photography. And so I got to join that, and we would go out and take photos. And then we got to work on a program called Photoshop, and we would edit our photos and learn different techniques. So that's where my love for photography really started. And then when I got into high school, I could actually major in photography. So I would have 2 hours of my day. I could be in my photo room and we would take photos. I also got to do film photography, which is a little bit different. It's kind of the retro old style photo where you can't just see your photo right away. You have to go into a dark room and develop your film. And then you have all your film on a big strip. And then you've got to enlarge your photos and then print them on paper. And you have to do it in complete darkness. You do have a very, very tiny red light that gives you a little bit of light so you can see in there. But you have to be in the dark, because if you open up your film, it can actually get exposed and it'll ruin all the photos. So you've got to be in complete darkness when you're working with film photography, when you're developing the photos. But that's where the love stemmed. And I took that all the way until university, and I continued film photography. You don't see film photography as much now, but I really encourage it. If you ever get the chance to try film photography, I really encourage it, because it's a very different experience than digital. It's nice to see the photos come alive in your hands and see it develop right there in front of you.
Is there anything else you would like to add to this conversation?
Oh, I encourage all of you to really try to find a hobby where you're making art. Whether it's taking a photo on your mom's iPhone outside while you're on a walk, or, you know, picking up a pencil and a piece of paper and just trying to draw and sketch, or whether it's painting. I love watercolor painting too. I'll do that every once in a while. But I find it really helps you kind of ease your mind a bit, and if you're really busy with school things going on, it's nice to just take a pause and focus on some art. It's really good for your mental health.
Okay, this is round two for you, so you know that we have a long-standing tradition to ask our guests to share a funny or embarrassing childhood story. Do you have a story to share with us?
Ooh, I was thinking long and hard about this one. I had to ask my mom and think about it. And she reminded me of this time when I was in grade one. My mom was usually the one who always got my clothes ready in the morning for me, but she was away this week, so my dad was in charge. And he's not the most fashionable person in the world, and that's okay. He tried his best. But he decided to get me to wear these overalls, but he put them on backwards. So I was wearing overalls backwards all day long, and my teacher was the one who told my dad. And so I didn't even realize, really, but that was a little bit embarrassing. Probably a lot of people noticed, but that's okay. I moved on.
Thank you, Ms. Fraser, for coming to the show.
Thank you so much, you two, for having me on your show. Thank you to the hosts. I really enjoyed my time, and I hope I get to do it again. Thank you.
That was an awesome conversation with our Miss Fraser.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in.
We are your hosts, Anna
and Harmon.
Goodbye.